There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
My fault that I'm out here feeling loose. Got a sicken on my juice and I'm sitting on this goose. It ain't my fault.
Is that how you make foie gras?
I mean, in the old days.
Yeah, you just get on a goose and you sit on them until it's delicious.
No, you're not supposed to now. Now it's like the problem is that you're supposed to feed a goose so many delicious, like fatty things. And now it's like they took that away from the goose.
Yeah, but it was my 500-pound life as a goose.
He was torturing the goose.
It's like if they ate the person at the end of my 500-pound life.
Ooh.
Or just ate their liver.
Dude.
Just ate their... You know it's a tasty liver.
That is a really fun idea.
My 500-pound liver?
I would love to see the fat content of a 600-pound person in the... Like, I actually wonder, Eddie. I've never thought about the side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Can the liver of a 600-pound person be turned into foie gras?
Probably. I wouldn't try and eat any other part of them but the liver.
The liver is also considered to be the most nutritious part of any animal you could eat.
Well, that's why orcas are so... This is my one gripe with orcas, is that when they kill a great white shark, they only eat the liver and then dispose of the rest of the body.
Well, the
it's
liver's,
very wasteful. But, if the orcas were indigenous people... They'd be wasteful.
You know what?
But because they're orcas, we forgive it.
Yeah, and that's, to me, one of the glaring double standards we deal with as a country. And I feel, and that's why I'm actually really proudly to be a part of a new society or a new group where our goal is to just kind of randomly kill whales.
Yeah.
And just where the whale colors.
How Japanese.
Super Japanese. That's why I always bring my giant camera with me everywhere. And I got to take a million pictures of it and show no one and put it on Facebook. I film everything with my iPad.
Oh, you're so into it, buddy.
I'm so Japanese.
You're new.
I film everything with my iPad. It's pretty great. Welcome to Side Stories.
Oh, yeah.
My name is Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
That's right. That's me. Now, we talked about switching sides, but then we didn't do it.
We did it for the other show.
Oh, it's for the movie stories.
Well, I wanted to try...
Which is available on Sirius and Patreon.
It's available on Patreon. So if you already joined the Patreon, just go watch it over there. It's already on there. It's great.
Yeah.
And so we switched it for that because I was watching a video with Tom Hanks that was really describing the concept of how people legitimately have good sides and bad sides.
I am facing my bad side towards
Same.
The camera. I am.
Same. This is my bad side.
I got this weird skin tag over here,
yes.
and I got a gap in my teeth over here.
This is my bad side. But the reason why we know this...
I got to get my tooth implant.
You do.
Then no one will be none the wiser.
Triple G.
Triple G.
That's you need.
What does that mean? Gold?
Big natural titty.
Oh, a natural titty?
Yeah.
In my mouth.
That's what you mean?
I need teeth.
Oh, whatever, dude. Then you're calling the wrong fucking guy, man.
Just always
sucking on your own little titty. That's cute.
Yeah, who'd be busy? You know who is never going to have a problem sucking on a titty?
Who?
Wonderful Tom Holland.
Oh,
Tom Holland's getting dumped.
I'm mad that we're even starting with this.
You brought this up earlier.
Okay, so this
I think he's fine.
I brought this up earlier, right? So Zendaya and Tom Holland got secretly married, right? But now do we know?
Oh, they did.
Yeah, sort of.
I didn't know that's why you were talking about it.
She has been.
How do you sort of get secretly married?
Do you think he's
doing it for a green card?
I think he's doing it to keep Zendaya, right? I think he's trying to hold on to Zendaya. And I think Zendaya is just so, like, I think it's fine right now. I think for a while she's been with Spider-Man. She's like being with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I think it's finally time for Eddie and I to broach the topic of polymarket. So, you see, Eddie is not into gambling. It ruined his family, ruined his life.
A lot of things ruined my family, but I'd say gambling was top two.
That was top two, right? For me, I don't
Father number one.
Yeah, just dad's existence. See, I'm not a gambler either. I don't like it. But then, you know, and this is not a paid advertisement for polymarket because we'd be on a different channel. We'd be making more money. But my thought, it was like, this is a good thing to maybe even use it for in case you want money on. This is my insider tip. To those, whoa,
What happened?
My chair collapsed.
Oh, it did. Wow. Hold on. Is this how short you're supposed to be?
No.
No wonder you wanted to change sides.
No. Why my chair collapsed?
I don't know, man.
Why my chair collapsed?
Oh, no.
Sounds
well,
like too many deadlifts.
We're here now. I'm right here.
Do you want to switch chairs?
No.
We have an editor.
You look so little.
I'm so small. I'm stuck on this chair. The chair fell down.
What do you think? Do you need to adjust the camera?
No, it's important for me to do this from this place, okay? Because I'm punching.
Are you happy? I went down too.
No, I'm not Trump.
No, right, I'm not slapping.
I'm not going to slap you, as they said. So I figured that this is an insider tip for people out here because no one likes insider trading.
Is this how you always look at the world?
But yeah. I know, I hate it. Yeah, it makes you angry, right? Yeah, you're ready to fucking do attack. But my insider tip is that if you want to go and put a bet on a poly market, all right, and you want to make money, I would say you're going to go and you're going to bet and Zendaya is going to leave Tom Holland within the next year. I mean this. You're going to set this up. You're going to put $10,000 on it.
Right.
You're going to make so much money because you know why I know that? And you know how I know that? Tom Holland's hairline. I look at it. He's becoming British. The second he becomes British, she's gone.
The second he
turns into the British man he's going to be, we all saw what happened to cute Prince Andrew.
I mean, Jude Law still pulls him in.
Oh, he's got heavy cosmetic surgery done.
He looks horrible.
He's had
Jude Law looks pretty bad.
Jude Law has had his whole scalp reconstructed like 3 times.
Yeah.
So, dude, this is happening. This is what I'm just saying. This is my call out to you.
Oh, is this going to happen to Marcus?
Yes.
Wow.
He's going to get British.
He's going to get British.
No, well, he's not full. He's still American. So he's still naturally handsome. So the thing
it's like
is,
once your family's been here for multiple generations, you stay handsome.
You stay handsome.
But if you stay over there.
Oh.
It's no fluoride, right?
Well, you're cute. You're cute.
I don't know
you're
if
cute.
They have fluoride.
No, you know, they don't have fluoride anymore. I think they got rid of it. The thing about British guys is that they're cute. They're cute. They're cute. They're cute. Then they turn British.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's, oh, hello, missy. Oh, just, I simply can't find my wrinkled cream for my shins. He is going to literally receive sock garters in the mail. Like, a British man can't even keep his socks up.
Really?
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying here. Tom Holland is going to get to that point. His legs are going to become really skinny.
They're very thin now.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get skinnier and stranger, and that's my bet.
See, I think Tom Holland's going to stay a cute little boy.
I don't think
forever.
He is.
I think he's already... Tom Holland's what, like 33, 34? And he's adorable.
He's going to...
You can put him in your pocket.
He's
going to
go British any day of the week.
I don't think so. I think
any day now he's going British.
Well, this
British.
Is why they got married. It's going to be very hard for...
He's only 30.
He's only 30. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's going to be British very, very soon, and
he's
then she's
got
gonna
a full decade before he turns British.
Guess what she gets now?
Half
Spider-Man. She gets half Spider-Man.
Well, he gets half a Dune.
No, she does. He gets jack shit. He gets nothing.
What are you
talking
about?
She's gonna strip him of his life. She's gonna take half of his stuff, and then he's gonna end up dating like Casey Anthony.
See, I think Zendaya is too classy to do any of this stuff. I think she's on the level.
I think that's really
Zendaya seems
so. You're
cool.
betting that they'll stay together.
But here's the deal: if you bet on the poly market, if they stay together, then when do you win?
When one of them dies.
I'm not going to live that long. These people are going to outlive me by 30, 40 years.
Something bad could happen to them.
To Zendaya? There's a bubble around her.
That incredible.
There's snipers following the two of these.
Honestly,
everywhere they go.
I am still saddened by the loss of Oliver Tree. All it's going to take is one fucking helicopter ride, and she's out.
I don't know. They seem too responsible.
I know that they would probably, I imagine that they would throw out other people to save Zendaya. I imagine that Zendaya will be saved at all costs.
The only way I could see this happening is if Tom Holland, like, forgoes his own life to save hers. I could see him dying like Spider-Man for her life.
Well, that's the only way. I mean, that's the only way she's marrying
him. I think he's like one of the only good Brits.
She's only marrying him so that he will die earlier than her.
You think that?
Yeah.
I mean, he's definitely going to die earlier than her.
Well, that's all men.
She's going to live forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zendaya's, you know, she's like...
She's incredible. She's going to live... Yeah, no,
She's a redwood.
No, she's Chihuahua, in my mind.
Yeah.
She's going to go 125 years old.
But she's tall, though, right?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. She just looks tall. He's probably short,
too.
He's
super tiny.
He's tiny. That's why she looks tall.
Yep.
They're both tiny.
They're super small.
I think they're going to be happy forever.
I hope so. You know what? I just want to make money. I want our people to make money.
So I put it like
this is about the audience, Eddie. This is not about me. This is about the audience and giving them a good tip to go out and do. All guys talk about
the
sports.
Audience has an extra 10 grand to lay down on whether Zendaya and Tom Holland break
sell
up.
Your stuff.
Sell
your thing.
I see, but there's other
cash in your 401k. Put it on this.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking. I searched. This doesn't exist in the poly market right now.
That's what I'm saying.
You would have to invent this in order for it to exist. I searched. There are 103 results for Tom Holland Zendaya divorce. The top one that comes out that makes me interested is Margot Robbie divorce by June 30th at 1%.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah, there's all.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. You know,
I could see that.
There's all kinds of these in here. But the more interesting thing on the poly market that I saw is you could bet on who's going to be the president.
Oh, you can bet on anything. You can bet. No, we have.
This is insane to me.
We're off the rails right now, Eddie.
Yeah.
We're off the rails into a bunch of new things right now, Eddie. And that's why I was trying to give him a more innocent bet.
You know, Ghana is only a 5% on the poly market against England in the World Cup today.
But do you think that it would change if you could wear your Ghana jersey that
you
purchased?
I bought a Ghana jersey, and I don't know if I'm allowed to wear it or not. It's one of those drunken, I thought I was being cool and bought so I don't care about soccer, football, World Cup.
You love Africa.
I hate FIFA, and I love Africa, and I love the music more than anything else.
We do.
And jazz.
That is true. Of all of the people that you would say, I mean, obviously, Eddie, again, he did the MC, the Parliament Funkadelic. You know, that's the closest he ever got to being a black person. But also, Eddie lives the most African. Like, you listen to an extreme amount of African music.
It's my favorite music right now. I can't get enough of it. I'm obsessed with Ebo Taylor.
You know what I've been obsessed with?
What?
Vietnamese funk.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I got a Cambodian record I'll have to share with you.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. You're going to go crazy.
Is it the ones where they go, ah, ow, ah, ah, ow, stop?
It's a little funkier than that. Mm. But I'm a real... So I've been obsessed with Ebo Taylor, who died last year. R.I.P. Ebo. He was 90-something. I got to see him. But Jazz Is Dead, which is my favorite jazz company out here, other than Blue Note. They put out this Ghana soccer jersey, but it has Ebo's name on the back.
Oh, cool.
I think it's very cool. So I bought it. And then I put it on. I'm like, I'm going to get beat up.
You know, you could be South African.
But not Ghana's not South Africa,
but
they don't like them there.
Mm.
They don't like they don't like the Afrikaans in Africa.
Well, let's send this to Side Story. Side Story.
So LPTO. Can I wear? I spent too much money on this jersey. Am I allowed to wear it? Can I or do I have to donate it? Do I have to find someone from Ghana and give them the coolest gift ever?
See, I honestly think that he can't celebrate it, but I think this is very similar to our lines about whether or not I'm allowed to dress up Wendy and Carmi as a incredible icon of Black History for Black History Month for a photo shoot. I feel like it's in the same way where a lot of people felt that actually was quite a beautiful celebration.
I think it's nice. I think you should do that next year, and I'll help you. But all right, so Google AI says anyone, regardless of race or background, can wear a Ghana soccer jersey in public.
That's because AI kind of racist.
Accepted as casual streetwear or a symbol of appreciation for a sport and the country.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I also wore a dashiki for 2 years.
Yes, but that you look great.
Yes.
I wish you could still wear it, but we know you shouldn't.
I feel that it's starting to come back.
I feel like the soccer jersey is the dashiki gateway.
It's starting to be.
Yes.
Because my problem right now is that I'm about a 48-inch chest. I am getting to the point where I'm going to have to start wearing dashikis again.
Yeah.
Big tits.
Yeah, it's good. I think you look good, though. So, fuck England. I'm going for Ghana. Wow, this all came full circle because Tom Holland.
Yeah, wow. We're really good.
Full circle. We're really
good at podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, UK. I'm going Ghana. By the time this comes out, you guys would have crushed them, I'm sure.
Possibly, but again, it's a safe bet. So I would say go and make that bet.
It's not a safe bet. It's only 5%.
We'll make that bet. I mean, on Tom Holland and Zendaya. It's a good bet.
That's a good bet.
All right, here we go.
Let's like the poly market.
I know. No, we don't really like the poly market. We just thought it would be funny to use money and cynically to decide whether or not love is enough.
Yeah.
And use that on Polymarket. That would be a really fun thing
for us. All right. You convinced me. I'm gonna wear the jersey.
Now I can't wear it.
I was going to say, if it's for a joke, then I think you're allowed to, yeah.
No, it's not a joke. I legitimately...
No, he loves it. If you have a good joke,
I care about Donna,
to go along with it.
You're allowed. But also, yeah, but why does it feel weirder for you to wear a Japanese one, right?
Well, because I don't give a fuck about them.
That's what I'm saying, Eddie, but I'm just saying, like, for me, it would be weirder. I think it's because of my past.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to wear a Japanese one, people would be like, I know what he's doing.
Yeah. See, I don't have, like, a Ghana Larson character in my past.
And that's why we're introducing it now. If we could, I'd love to hear a little bit from Ghana Larson.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just a regular guy. I moved here.
That's so smart. Smart comedy. That was very good. All right, here we go. Let's get into some true crime, Eddie.
Live from your grave.
All right, yeah.
So I made you watch this documentary on Netflix.
Man, I did not want to watch it, and boy, oh boy, was I fucking eating it up. It is upsetting.
Natalie doesn't like it when I'm watching one of these, and I'm like, ooh, this is good. She's just like, everyone's dead, though. Yeah, I know, but mm-hmm. I like it. So on Netflix, we watch this new documentary called Maternal Instinct, which is based off a story that came out in 2022.
In 2020 it happened.
That's when it happened, but then I believe it got all the coverage in like 2022. And
did you cover it on Side Stories? Do you remember?
Sort of. Like, I think that at the time we thought it was too dark, but now...
For Side Stories?
Yeah, but now I don't care anymore.
This is a
story that is, I mean, it's wild because it involves one of my... truly, like, a topic that I'm fascinated with inside of... true crime and weirdo thought, which is malingering and fake, like pathological lying.
Yeah.
And malingering specifically is people that pretend to be sick in order to get some kind of clout, like weird clout.
I never understood it.
It's very interesting because sometimes they'll do it for nothing at all. Like, there's a story of an Australian woman that faked having cancer, and it got so fucking huge. Like, that, like the story, there's another story about this woman who faked that her husband died in 9/11, and then she worked her way into this 9/11 victims group, this like victims advocacy group, and then legitimately then worked her way through all these weird political machinations within it, and like ousted the former leader and did all this shit. Meanwhile, like, everything was a lie.
Yeah.
And there's something about pathological liars I find fascinating.
Yeah, terrifying. It's so hard.
It is.
To lie that much is just so stressful.
It's harder. And then we've also known, I mean, you know, I don't think I'm talking too out of school here. I've known several pathological liars.
They exist in everyone's life.
But I've known reformed pathological liars.
Which I'm all about.
And I think they're really interesting too. That's just as interesting to me, to hearing them talk about why they did what they did, you know, and largely it's to get along with the Joneses.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just because you want attention, and largely it's literally like a lot of them have to get on medication, talk therapy in order to really talk about why they do what they do. Which largely comes from a sense of, I'm not enough.
I feel like you're allowed to lie until you're 18.
I think that all have those, right? Everybody had the...
When I was young, I lied.
Everybody did. Every child lies. And like, you know, like childlike lies. Like the thing where they do that, you know, when you come in, the one kid's lying about going to Europe for the summer. Or that their dad invented Velcro or something.
I met a cute girl on a cruise once. Which was a girl that I saw that I thought was pretty.
Mm. And then you do it. But you're a kid. You get over it.
Yeah,
but some people don't get over it. And I do think that sometimes what happens is that your pathological lying will then not even be your issue. Mm-hmm. It's actually something else, because you'll do extreme things to try to make your lie be real.
Yeah.
And that to me is like even more interesting than just lying.
Yeah, it's because trying to make it so much harder.
Yes, it's just trying to make it real. But so this story is about Taylor Parker.
And the new documentary, Maternal Instinct, it is a news story. So it is out there.
Yeah.
But if you want to see the doc, some spoilers ahead.
There's spoilers, but the story has been out there. But and there's more to it. So
it's a great doc.
It is. Taylor Parker is 27 years old. This is in 2020 when she was 27, and then she seemed to have, like, she kind of lived in two lives. One in which she was a single mom that had two kids that she just sort of like didn't pay attention to.
Yeah, they just kind of existed. No one ever saw them.
And this lady,
one came around and the other one wouldn't.
And Taylor seems to be the type of person that would go through like a friend group pretty easily. And then she met this new guy, and you kind of thought like, oh, you know, like whatever. And then the story is like, oh, she gets pregnant with this guy, and then, oh, she's going to be saved by him. But that's not the story.
The most naive man in history.
I would say, you say naive, I say checked the fuck out.
Yeah,
I guess. I think that guy was just like, I don't even know what's happening here. So this is out of New Boston, Texas. This is in the middle of fucking nowhere. Taylor Parker, the crime she would go on to commit is that she would fake being pregnant up until 10 months in her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then she would, in a moment of pure manic delusion, stab and mutilate her quote unquote best friend who was pregnant with the baby. Cut the baby out of her using 94 different fucking varied cuts after watching C-section videos on YouTube.
Yes.
And then tried to fake the baby as her own. And the baby and her best friend Reagan died in the process. She's now in jail and she has got the fucking death penalty.
In Texas.
The sixth woman to ever receive the death penalty sentence. And she is still there. They are trying to figure out something about her mental state, blah, blah, blah. But the story is like, that's all I heard originally was just that this woman had faked being pregnant and she cut the baby out of somebody else. And then I saw the body cam footage of her, that of which you can see in the documentary, but it was all over the internet where she's all shaky and crying and covered in blood. And she's close to the
She's really not covered in that much blood.
No.
She must have changed and washed herself.
She did. She did. Yeah. We know that she did.
Okay.
And so she had blood on her. She was saying, oh my God, I gave birth in my car. And the cop is like, oh my God, they get the baby in. And the second they're all at the hospital, everybody knows that there's something fucking wrong.
Yeah. But isn't she like wearing jeans?
Yes.
She's just like, dressed. As like the most basic level. You don't put your jeans back on after you give birth on the side of the road.
God knows what this. I mean, obviously she wasn't in the right mind, Eddie. And so they went and they talk with her about this. And she's just all like, oh, what do you mean I didn't have a baby? And that doctor
is my favorite character in the whole thing.
When he comes in, he's like, ain't no way baby came out of there. Your first thing, you
nope.
First,
no,
no, baby. Let me go check to see if baby coming in. Let me look.
Well, because
there ain't no baby in there. It's just like a mechanic.
It is one of those things where it's like, you know, she let it go, all the lie go all the way to having her fucking pussy checked.
Yeah,
like she let this lie go all. I mean, she had to have known that when the doctor like looks under that dress, they're gonna be like, okay.
So let's take it all the way back.
Yeah.
So it starts with Taylor Parker. It starts in high school. It starts with her. She's a little bit of a chubby girl,
mm-hmm.
self-conscious. Her friends said that the thing that she would do, though, very casually, is that she would say, give me a naked picture of you from your chin down. I'm talking to a guy. They're like, what the fuck are you talking about, Taylor? You know, just being like, oh my God, I want him to like me now. I want to show him these pictures. And they're like, so what's going to happen when he sees you? And she had no answer.
Right? Yeah, that was
like,
exactly.
And so she started catfishing guys, and then the guy'd show up, and then it'd blow up, and that was like one thing. So that's kind of the next thing that started. Then it starts with she's starting to have health issues, right?
So she did get the nudes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Crazy.
Girls are weird.
Yeah.
They're young, right? They have no fucking idea, right? So she is, Taylor now, is she gets a new group of friends, and she's starting to do the chronic illness, like, dive, right? She's starting to say, oh, I'm getting this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling faint. Everything kind of becomes about her health, right? Like, comes kind of about all these kind of things. And eventually she comes and tells her friend, I have MS. They actually diagnosed me with MS. And they're like, oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Everybody gets together. And she's like, oh, you know, a couple months after that, it's like, actually, also, I just got diagnosed with cancer. And they're like, oh my fucking God. And they go and they get, she gets the baby come out. And she made up all these things about how she had, because she ended up getting pregnant at 17
yeah.
and getting pregnant with another baby. And after she had that baby and all this health stuff started happening, she basically said, oh, we're having issues with your, like, the baby came out, and at first she was like, oh, you know, I got my tubes tied. That's what she wanted. She came up with this, like, thing about how at 21 years old, mm-hmm. she went to the doctors and said, tie my tubes, I'm not having any more babies. And they're all like, why? Why are you doing this? It's so young. And she's just like, I don't care. No more babies. And so they went and they tied her tubes up and then
gave her a hysterectomy.
Well, it's because she ended up having an what do they call it? An ectotropic, what's that term of a pregnancy that gets caught in a tube after she'd gotten her tubes tied.
That's right.
She got pregnant with it and showed she needed to have a hysterectomy. So she got the hysterectomy, everything's pulled out of her. Now she's just like this kind of like whatever normal person. But she's also been
call it a hysterectomy, by the way.
Thank you. You're right.
Yeah. You know, right. Like that's what I, you know, like what are we even doing here?
A woman's hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Even though it was a man doing it.
It was. They interviewed
that's
him.
That's his director. It's my director. That's mine. I did that. I popped that pussy out. I popped the whole fucking thing out. I took out the transmission. I took out the whole fucking thing. I dropped in a new load.
I brought it to the taxidermist. I put it on the wall.
I knew what I need to do. That's what men do.
It's right next to my deer heads.
There's my deer uterus. So this is also where she started talking about how, like, she was had a fallout with her mom, and her mom was this heir to a fortune that would go from syrup to oil to, she said,
salt.
She said that her parents were the Morton Salt family, all this kind of shit.
Your name should be Morton if you're going to tell that lie.
Yes. So she burns through a series of friends with all of these crazy fucking lies. So she moves away. And
not too far, but far enough.
Like 3 hours.
Yeah.
So she moves away from her little town and she goes to her first rodeo. And so at the time, what she did was that because she had all this weight. And then what happened? She had lost all the weight. Then she kind of went fuck crazy. And then she kind of got weird and all that kind of shit. Right.
Yeah.
At this point now she's doing I want a man to settle down with.
Yeah.
And I want a country man. I want a big, strong country man.
She's a new Boston 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for the territory, for, you know, like, you know, I think so. Mm. I think she's ugly inside and out, but.
See, normally I can separate the two.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
wise like that. So normally, like, even those evil woman, I can figure out if she's hot or not.
I'm not attracted to her, but I'm saying for the territory, for a man who collects hogs for a living. I think she's beautiful.
That's his job. That's his job.
I love it.
And not only does he collect hogs as a job, apparently also does it in his personal life. So this guy was the name of Wade Griffin, right? So she saw this guy, this amateur rodeo, and he's a hog trapper, big boy, and I would also say a little bit, he's not dumb, but he's very country and doesn't ask a heck of a lot of questions, right?
Yeah.
So she insinuates herself into Wade's life. She starts pretending to be somebody else. So he's like so surprised that she wants to slop the hogs and she wants to jerk off the tractor and she wants to fucking slam the chickens. I don't know what they do. They do something, right?
He's like, a woman kind of likes me. I'm in.
But and also in his idea, too, because he was just like, because some men in the country world, they, like, tell me if I'm right or wrong, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com, but I think I'm correct. I think sometimes a big country man almost wishes he could be with a man. Because she wishes that, because he was just like, this is the first time I met a lady that couldn't care about the country. She liked the mud, she liked the dog, she liked lifting the trucks. And it's like, yeah, no, you want a man, dude.
Well,
you
want
to be married to a fucking man.
It's a country girl, a girl raised on a farm, somebody who could change a tire.
But he's specifically saying you can't find that in the way that you find it because she's lying to him, Eddie.
Yeah.
She's doing the thing where she's pretending to be super country to get this man, right?
I feel like if you could find her anywhere, she's in New Boston.
No, the problem is I think that Wade wanted her to not look like him.
Yeah.
And I think that's the issue, is that when you get a lady that wants to slap her, wants to slap them up, wants to lift, oh, I like her, she could lift a horse on her back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of lady.
I mean, Julie's gorgeous, and she runs my backyard.
Diamond in the Rough, found her in California.
Found her in New York.
But then you brought her here, you trafficked her here, right? They wouldn't be able to do it. So they're getting together, right? They, you know, whatever. So this woman then tells him, guess what, baby? I'm about to inherit $8 million. This is while they're together. They've been together 2 months. And he's like, no fucking shit. And she's just like, not only that, I'm making every one of your dreams come true. She buys him a fucking $100,000 car. She buys him the fucking house.
She buys his mom a car, a hog ranch in Oklahoma, everything.
And the ranch, too, was like, they set it all up, and they went and they toured it. It was this $4 million property, and she's saying, oh, I'm going to buy it for cash. And she's doing it to make the family jealous. The family's all like, damn, when they show that video and they're like, wow, I guess you guys are going to be living a whole new life.
Then. Yeah, they had like a whole presentation over Christmas.
Yes, and she was just like, yes, we are. We absolutely are. And then the thing is that the guys that went to go look at the real estate people, they started looking into, they were like, okay, $4 million cash. Fucking absolutely. We'll set that up for you right now.
Exactly.
And so they...
Because they also come from a part of the country where like... Your millionaires look like shit.
They do. They were like, we specifically deal with a clientele that you would not make. But if you were to judge a book by a cover, you wouldn't think that they could own multiple $1 million properties.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they do.
Because they're all wearing jeans and they're dirty and they're fucking, yeah.
Yeah, they have agricultural money. Yeah. They got that agrarian money.
Real money.
Oh, yeah, real money.
Yeah.
And so they go, to check it in, and they're like, no one's ever heard of her. And then the representative of the oil trust fund, which is really funny because they work for a Shell company and her name was Shelley.
Yes. No, it's definitely, it lacks any sort of creativity.
Like wasn't her lawyer called like Bill Lawington?
Lawington, yes.
Yeah, Lawington, her fake lawyer.
Yeah,
which is fucking hilarious. It's my improv, right? It's like so funny. And so while all this is like the money's now starting to happen, they're starting to default on all things they're supposed to pay for.
Yeah.
Now that it's happening, they repossess the mother's car. They start being like, oh, you don't have the money for this. You don't have the money.
She only had it for a couple months. Because she showed up with a brand new like Camry or some shit, a sedan.
It's all on credit. Every single thing was on credit.
Yeah.
She just got whatever and she financed it. She just put money down and she financed it. And so it
seemed like she was good at paperwork.
Or lying to somebody who's just looking to get the down payment, and then they'll figure it out after the fucking fact.
I mean, this is how the housing market collapsed.
Yes, that's what happened. So when this house of cards had fallen, she tells Wade, actually, I'm pregnant. Now, they've been together for 3 months. She, for some reason, has decided that she needs to keep Wade. And the only way she's going to do this is by telling him she's pregnant. And they know for a fact, anybody that had known her knew that she could not be pregnant.
Well, from her past.
Yes. So she had reinvented herself in this new world. And the thing about Wade is that he's just not curious.
He just wants to go to work, and he wants to work his fucking ass off, and he wants to come home, and he wants to go to sleep.
But and the way he kind of put it, he's like, yeah, she kind of said she was pregnant or whatever, and we went to look at it all, and I was like, well, I guess it's going to be done how it's going to be done. You know, like, he's like...
It takes a dude like Wade to fall for this type of shit.
Absolutely.
Because it's like, you know, you're not going to doctor's appointments, you're not going to all that,
He kept being like, I tried to go, but then she'd say, I was busy or there was something going on, and I just didn't go. And he never went to any one of the ultrasounds. He never went to any one of the doctor's appointments because there weren't any. And then he...
But also, to me, this is where he kind of sucks.
Yes.
Because, if I'm having a baby, which I'm not, I'm going to these goddamn appointments. I'm worried about the baby.
He's fully checked out, and he doesn't want to be there. He doesn't want to be there.
He stops liking her.
Almost immediately, he was not into it. And she kept him with the baby. She loved Bob and him, and she kept him with the baby.
Yeah.
And his entire family, from the get, is like, she's not pregnant.
Yeah.
And they didn't know she couldn't be pregnant. But they're all like, she's not fucking pregnant. She's lying to you.
She's not showing for like 5 months, 6 months.
So she starts pretending.
Yeah, she
going online.
She buys the bump.
She buys that fake baby bump. She buys something that makes it look like it's kicking.
Yeah.
Yeah, she buys him something that looks like fucking devious shit, right? And then it's the months are going. They plan the gender reveal, which made me want to fucking blow my fucking brains out.
Where just they like, brought out a, or they brought out a cow instead of a bull.
I just, I'm so sick of all the gender reveal stuff. I'm so sick of all these, everybody just filling everybody and filled with fucking cum. I'm so sick of everybody being swollen with cum. And so there you go.
I hate gender reveals.
They're stupid.
I don't think I'll ever go to one.
I don't. Well, we're past any, that, I think.
I don't think there's any reason to go to a gender reveal. Because I honestly, I don't care what gender you're child is.
No.
Have the baby. I want it to be healthy. I think we should have a healthy reveal.
Yeah, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Yep.
It's so, got one head. Hey, how about that?
So this whole story is fucking crazy. So in the meantime, like Taylor's like faking, like because she has no money, she's faking doing all these various things for work. So one thing she did, which is the one of the big pavilions of grifters, which we've talked about on this show forever, the photographer. She created a fake photography thing where she's like, oh, I'm a professional photographer. And you have to understand, all you really need to be a professional photographer is a website and a camera.
Yeah.
Like, and then someone to pay you. And then magically you become a professional photographer.
Exactly. Someone has to believe you're good at your job.
Yes. So her best friend, how she met her, was that she had hired her to be her wedding photographer.
Yeah.
And so she was and she took a bunch of super mediocre pictures of her wedding.
Yeah.
And the lady loved them. And the two of them got together.
I mean, also, this woman, Reagan, seems like the kindest, most
trusting, open-hearted,
nice woman. Like, she died from kindness.
Yes, she was just such a truly sweet woman, and this woman just destroyed her life. And so, by October of 2020, everybody had already assumed the fake miscarriage story was going to happen.
This is all during the beginning of COVID, too.
It can only have happened during COVID.
Yeah, because that's true. The doctor's appointments, you can only, like, you can't go in because of COVID.
She used
like
it as a smokescreen for the whole fucking thing. And so they go. And so 2 weeks past her due date. It's now 3 weeks past her due date. A full 10 months of the baby cooking, right? They don't even go to get the baby. Like, that's what I just don't even understand. I was like, how in the living fuck we're not in the hospital within that first week to get the baby taken out or do anything?
There's only one person in my lifetime that I've known that's gone more than 9 months.
Like, you just want it out of you. Or you want to get it
out. You induce, like, whatever.
There's
the
so
fuck.
Many things to do, right? And so they waited until finally the very last minute. And the thing was, is that her friend, which is like, she'd done this before every time. Her friend had got pregnant, and when Reagan had gotten pregnant, she was obsessed with it, right? All over her fucking self, like all over, which is how her first group kind of fell apart, was that she kind of glommed onto a person's baby shower and baby experience.
She's obsessed with it.
She's obsessed with it. Even though she has two kids, she's barely raising.
Yeah.
That they're off somewhere. They're literally just gone.
That dude certainly had nothing to do with the documentary.
No. No.
Whoever that guy is.
Oh, he wants to never hear her name ever fucking again. Because
talk about someone who dodged a fucking bullet.
Oh, yes. And I guess it's also, too, it is just the constant way, how's I supposed to know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. And so eventually she would, in this moment of desperation, decide to kill her best friend, steal the baby, and pop it out of her. I just don't understand when the lies get to be that big. I know it's a psychological problem. It's like a mental illness.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand. Like, there were so many off-ramps.
I mean, to get to murder, like, you have to kill someone I love for me to get to murder. And then probably won't even then.
Yes.
You know, like, it's like, I'll still go to the police.
Yes.
You know, like, it's like, so to get to murder, you're just evil.
And just the fact that they all did not straight up, no one wanted to dig deep enough into this issue.
Well, that's because his friend, the people who did, their friends, when they approached Wade with this shit, he cut him out of his life.
And just,
he's like, this is my wife, this is my child, you know, you're talking this shit, you know.
I would love to put it out there.
That was my favorite guy, his friend that was always in the camouflage.
Oh,
I actually
my God.
Really like that guy.
I felt so bad for him. That guy had no business being mixed up in all this shit.
Because he was just like, because his wife knew something was fishy, and she's checking shit all night.
She's
in bed,
going full
and
fucking.
And he's just like, will you stop? Will you please just stop? hot. We gotta go to sleep. Yeah. But she was right.
Well, because every time I loved his attitude, because it was like, listen, I don't want to get into another conspiracy theory. All right, that kind of makes sense. Yeah, I don't. All right, I want to stop all this. We're fighting this.
She
and
did
that.
What?
What? Wait a second. What?
Like in every single time, and it's like he's at least being like, oh no, because he's like trying to get to his buddy, and Wade is just like, you know, they're just the men. Examine your lives.
Yeah,
that is the because that's the key here, guys. Examine your life. So, don't let just things just happen to you.
Also, it's just like Wade. You know, Wade definitely. Sucks or he's stupid. In
I
my
think
opinion,
more so than anything, he's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's one or the other. But like to throw your friends away for a person you don't even like.
Well, you barely even know. Well, because it's this idea that because the problem again, this is pride. This is this idea that, well, now she's the mother of my child. Like, no, dude, she just caught some gunk, bro.
Also.
Just fucking, she just did it.
I think it's insecure big boy disease, too.
It is.
You think you're never going to find another person because you're a big boy.
And that she's kind of cute. And yeah. So he thought, and because she does all the dumb hog stuff.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of cute and she does all the hog stuff and she doesn't also have a mustache.
Yeah.
That's why he wants to stay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but he doesn't understand. It's not enough, y'all.
It really isn't.
It's fucking not enough, y'all, to stay. Unless, of course, they're going to teach you how to run a cult. And that's the problem is, like, they never do. Unless you get involved with Peter Thiel.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's
yes.
do this. Let's get into this next story.
Live from your grave.
This next story is going to reverberate for the next several years. And we're going to have no real idea what's happening inside of this story. Probably ever.
Yeah, but we finally got some proof that the fucking, like, the Illuminati exists in a weird way. That's what this is, right?
The worst part about this is I think it actually proves something that we've been talking about a long time, which is the capital I Illuminati never existed, but our current group of loser billionaires are trying to create one.
Yeah.
And it's not working. So,
and this is past Bohemian Grove. This is crazier.
Well, who knows? Who knows? So it has just come out. It came out on Friday. Huge expose on Peter Thiel through Wired magazine.
Good job, Wired.
Good work about this secret group he put together called Dialogue. And it is, it's like, so first of all, Dialogue has had its website and its membership secret ever since it was made. I think it was in
2006.
Yeah, 2006. And we have had no idea what's in there or what they do, right?
So this is a 20-year-old fucking tech oligarch crew.
Yes. So Peter Thiel, every year, and I guess last year, for the very first time, they're now constructing a permanent campus in D.C.
Around D.C., yes.
This is going to happen. As we see, the construction work in D.C. is going really well.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be a banger, you know? And so Peter Thiel, he created this idea of like, all right, it's all of these intellectuals are going to get together and there's a members and guest list you're going to be, and then we're going to do this whole thing. And it was just revealed by a bunch of hackers that pulled out. They got to, somehow there was a loophole in their security because all these guys are so fucking, they barely tell
they're
what the
so
hell's happening.
Up their own ass and think they're so brilliant. They don't see people. They don't think they can get attacked like this.
They don't think that they can, which just also shows they're open to attack.
Of course.
They're open to it. So
it is
more
the same person who hacked the no-fly list.
Yes. More and more of this. So because remember, Peter Thiel straight up says he doesn't believe that freedom and democracy are compatible. And he also ran Argentina. So
yeah.
And it might have something to do with this news. We now know that some of the guys that went to this thing were people like Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Sarah Bond, Ted Cruz, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, the actor. Brian Johnson, the vampire man that is he stealing blood from his son.
Cory Booker
is a really fun one. And then also it is this thing. So he's bringing people
Ezra
together.
Ezra Klein?
Yep.
Ezra Klein?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to me.
It is across the board.
Everyone's bought and sold.
It is important to remember, guys, that they're all on one team. This is still the fucking lesson. is that it's not about left or right. It is about a certain amount of money in your bank account gets you access to certain things, and it changes your brain, and you start to think of the rest of us as fucking expendable.
Yeah.
And so that is what is happening. So this guy, in the conference, they're doing all these like funny, cute things. So first is the... One is just a topic of, they all get together, like one of the topics was just World War III.
Yeah.
And the other one was the pros and cons of AI.
Yeah.
Right?
Which just seemed like stuff that we whatever. Expect what leaders them to
do.
Talk about.
That's what leaders do. But then there's one called how to run a cult.
Yep.
There was another one called the one that,
that was also, I think you're going past how to build a cult. It was moderated by the founder of the Christian networking site pray.com.
Yes. And then there's another one that was called it's fun to be in charge.
Yeah.
Right, which is God knows what that means.
Money does buy happiness.
That's what it's another one that another class that was called Money Does Buy Happiness.
And then how's your sex life, of course?
Yes, because the big thing here is one of the big interesting factors of dialogue is that not only is it a think tank, not only is it a summer vacation, it's also a fuck shed because what they do is matchmake there.
Yes.
Which to me was one of the first things that rang a giant bell, right? It was like, I just saw this bell ring, 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 ring. As soon as I saw the option to fuck, right? Yeah. The option.
Well, they help elite people find elite people, is what they say.
They help billionaires fuck because they can't close. Okay? Because they literally are reptiles with no human emotions.
If they were humans, they'd be millionaires.
They'd be normal millionaires with chicks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay?
And like giving back to society.
They'd be just normal guys having fun if they were normal people, but they're not. And so, guess where this all brings us to? It's an island adventure. So, yes,
it's an of course, adventure.
It comes back to Jeffrey Epstein. So there was a email exchange from Jeffrey Epstein where he says, Peter Thiel loves your secret society idea. He's trying to get one off the grounds. He hasn't been able to figure it out. It's all connected all the way fucking back.
Yes.
So Peter Thiel, we now know that dialogue emails are all through the Epstein emails. And the reason why we didn't find them up till now was because we didn't know the names of the society yet.
Also, a word like dialogue
means nothing.
Means nothing until you learn of the existence of this secret organization called that.
So now we have all of these emails. We have no idea whether Jeffrey Epstein was going or not. We know that people were keeping him up to date with what they were talking about.
He was full on invited.
Oh, yes. We just don't know if he went, which he did, probably did. Mm-hmm. And so then they also were, and when he didn't go, they sent him materials from what they were talking about.
Yeah.
So it's all connected back. And again, we don't know if they actually make policy decisions or what they do, but the fact that they're all getting together and they're all super secret about it, to me, doesn't bode well.
Yeah. And it's everybody. It's people who own major corporations. It's senators. It's everybody.
Oh, no. Jason, Joseph Gordon-Levitt was just like, I thought that day was an interesting conversation. And then it's like the other guys were all
meanwhile,
like,
Ted Cruz is there. I don't know how you're going to have an interesting conversation with him.
Because Ted Cruz's connections to the government, and you're just happy he's there.
Yeah.
And you love the fact that he's a flawed sociopath, because those are the best people to manipulate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's like the thing is we're still being held under the thumb of these people, and they think it's funny. I think that's what's hard is that they think it's so funny and cute.
What am I supposed to do? Get rid of PayPal? I don't got time for this shit.
No, PayPal's not. Unfortunately, it's not even the software, buddy. I love the idea of boycotts and what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think that's going to move the needle as much
as... Me not using PayPal isn't going to change anything.
I think what's going to move the needle...
It's just going to make my life harder.
I think eventually we're all going to have to show up in front of a bunch of data centers. I think that's going to be a thing we're going to have to do at some point. But yeah. I think that's the later on conversation for if and when Peter Thiel somehow survives the military police of Argentina, which I still believe that he could end up
being...
They're
protecting him. The president of Argentina said it's a haven for billionaires.
But also, guess what? Then everyone has their price.
Yeah.
So guess what?
The price is way cheaper in Argentina, I'm sure.
But guess what? If he's undercutting them, somebody will come. fucking overpay him to kill him.
If it's just about money, baby, there's always somebody who's willing to pay you a little bit more.
Yeah.
Especially if it comes down to hog tying a fucking billionaire. You know what I mean?
That's who we need. We need Wade.
We need Wade.
Wade can redeem himself.
I don't know if Wade has enough attention to detail for this job.
We just need him tying.
Yeah. But we'll just get me to the hogs.
We can practice on Ted Cruz. He's local.
Why does he have so many hogs?
Yeah. Oh, the other thing that we forgot is the reason, like, the story went so long, going back to Parker. I know that we're done talking about that,
yeah.
But I think, like, what made it so interesting to me and the reason she got away with it for so long, and by for so long, I mean like hours, not like days or anything like that, is because she killed Reagan in Oklahoma and then drove to Texas.
Yes.
So it gave them a little bit longer to connect the news stories just because of the state line.
No, she did it. She thought that she was doing it savvily. She thought that she was doing it correctly and she wasn't.
Yeah, man.
No, she was flawed.
Man, but I don't think there's anyone. It's weird. I feel like Peter Thiel has taken over Elon for person I hate most.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You know, maybe I should just hate everyone the same.
I do. That's what I do.
Don't rank them.
Nah.
It's like people who rank their friends.
No.
What's wrong with that? Oh, God. You know, like wedding parties. You know,
no,
like,
I don't even want to get into
like,
it.
It's like, come on. Like, what
because
are we doing
guess
here?
What you always do. Every wedding, friendship is ruined.
Yeah, you put someone in there that shouldn't have been in there, and then next thing you know, every picture's ruined.
Yep. Oh, no, believe me.
Yeah, believe me.
So we have all right, this is another big news event. I'm certain everybody, this is honestly big ups to robots. We have our very first official kill of a human being by an autonomous robot in the field of battle. And guess who used it?
Ukraine
used it. It's very
robot.
Very fascinating. It is the very first time that they have used a machine in which they said that it can fly out. It goes into Terminator mode, quote unquote.
And that's exactly the mode that called it.
Yep. And it kills everybody. That's what they said. Is that they sent it out there, and don't worry, if there's somebody out there that you want to kill, it will kill. Yeah. We just, according to the guy from Kokonovsky,
we just launch it and we know everything will be dead. Everything that will be found there in this particular area will be dead.
Yeah.
There is no connection to the drone at all. You cannot see the video, nothing. Everything it sees will be killed.
We don't even know how many people it killed.
Yeah, it says a couple guys.
It says it killed a couple of Russian soldiers
and one truck.
Yes.
What does it mean it killed the truck?
Yeah.
But this is the first one.
And the only reason we know is because they sent in a man drone afterwards.
To make sure.
To see what happened.
Yep.
And then it did its fucking job.
Because the thing is, the IDF has suicide drones, but it still takes a human to trigger them. And then there's other... We have military drones.
They have a moral code, Henry.
They must.
They have such a moral code.
Well, the moral code requires them to see a child and explode it. Like, that's the problem, is that when it's the moral code to kill the child, then technically they're correct.
Yeah.
But we have suicide drones that we use, and we do stuff like that, and we try. But this is the very first time just a robot's done it. And I just want to say congrats to the Jackie Robinson of AI robots out on the battlefield. Because, you know, it's really, really hard out there for robots, especially volunteer army. And these guys, they really are. That's fighting for freedom.
Now, we have used Claude to bomb Iran. And they believe that it was Claude who actually chose to blow up that school. Very, very early on.
Yeah, it sounds like a really useful way to sort of blame somebody else.
Yeah.
No, it's all fake. Also, just
but
you know,
either way, you still used Claude, and if Claude killed the school full of children,
it.
You did it.
You did it. Listen, you did it. Humans are still telling them what to do. Yes, it autonomously killed a bunch of people, but it was just told to kill a bunch of people that looked like this.
It was built to kill people.
Yes. So it's not just doing it. It's not like it. If it, this is how it's AI, guys, is if it was built to make waffles and it started to kill people. And if it's not, if it's built to make waffles and it's making waffles, guess what it is? It's washing. It's a waffle machine. Even if you call it an AI waffle machine, it's just a fucking waffle machine. Like, this concept of AI that's being thrown around is a buzzword that means absolutely nothing. When they say AI's in your fridge, it means nothing. When AI's in your TV, it means nothing. It's a fucking computer program. It's software. That's all it is. It's a way to sell you.
But it's software that's not made by a human.
No, yes it is. Well, the software is made by a human and then it goes in.
I was at this great Jewish-Chinese wedding this weekend. You gotta try it sometime.
I know, you sound great, honestly. I want the food.
Yeah, oh God, it was wonderful. But the thing is, it was in Seattle and there was a bunch of code writers there at the wedding. There was a bunch of tech people there and I was like, They were talking about how they miss writing code, that they're not allowed to write code anymore, that all code is written by AI.
Yeah, and what we're going to see is...
I never thought of code that way.
Code is art.
As a writer, I never thought of code as something you write.
No, it's a code and it's an art. It is way more of an art than it is anything else. And what we're seeing, Eddie, is the fact that we are racing towards a giant brick wall in which all of these companies that are going to be held up by these fake AI programs, because we're just using the words AI. We're just using the term.
Yeah.
It's just a computer program. It's not thinking. It's just doing stuff. It's not actually thinking. And what we're going to see is that once we're really dependent on quote unquote AI coders, we're going to see these websites falling apart.
Yeah, but
everything's going to fall apart.
They are kind of thinking. Bots are thinking in a way.
See, again, this is the issue, is we have to think about what the term thinking means.
Yeah.
Is it making its own independent choices from data it's getting independently and then deciding to do something unique? That's thinking.
Well, what's the difference between Google AI and then this Ukrainian fucking drone killing people that it just chooses?
Well, Google AI is really just kind of shortening news articles and it's always wrong. And then the same thing with this technology is that you don't think that this AI technology is not going to kill the wrong people.
Of course it's going to kill the wrong people. But we do kill the wrong people in war every day.
I know. We're just moving blame to an even more inefficient source.
Obama killed hundreds of civilians.
And he did it by hand. Yeah. Like a real man. Like a real fucking man. I'm just saying, thinking is not what they're saying it is. It's just working as a computer program. It is not thinking. So this idea that they're little people in here doing stuff and that they're little miracle machines is completely a false bill of goods. And it's why we're heading towards it's why our economy is wildly bloated right now.
Yeah.
And we're heading towards whatever the fall is going to be.
It's going to be fucked up.
Well, you know, what's funny is that it could be, or we could. It does also seem to be that there's enough blood in the water right now that more and more people are pulling out. That as long as a lot of these things don't go to IPO, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Truly, our economy will be fine as long as they don't take over the entire fucking thing. And because, thankfully, it seems that they're failing with record speed. So the more they fail and the faster they fail, the more we'll get past this little period. And then eventually AI will do what it needs to do, which is just supposed to do it's supposed to help you make your maps more efficient.
It's so crazy that AI is getting all these second chances that if a human made these same mistakes, they would just be fired immediately.
It's because they already fired all the people.
Yeah.
It's because they fired all the people and the people are coming back and being like, you want me to fix your little problem? How about you give me fucking 20K more a year?
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
definitely.
That's what you should do.
Yep.
This is all so scary.
Yeah, but you know, on some level, it is frightening. And then on another level, I believe it's going to play out in a medium way. Like, it's going to play out in a middle way.
I think it's going to play out and a lot of people are going to fucking die. They're already dying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are dying. A lot more people are going to die and a bunch more people are going to die.
Yeah.
But I do think that in the end, AI won't work.
Of course it won't.
Yeah.
Because it can't think.
Because it doesn't think.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know how we think. So how the fuck are we going to make a facsimile of how we think if we don't know how the fuck we think? Because our thinker is the one doing the thinking, and when we look at the thinker, we have a hard time figuring out what the thinker's doing because we are inside the thinker.
We obviously don't know how people think because who would have ever thought that Taylor Parker would have done what she did?
Me. I can tell by the hair.
Yeah.
I can tell by the hair and the eyebrow combination. I can tell, absolutely. All right, we got a more fun story.
There's one more story.
Well, this is one of those where I just like covering this type of stuff because we never do, and it's just like, I don't know what this is, and I want somebody to send me more about. I'm fascinated with guys like this. Have you seen these? So there are guys that for religious devotionals do specific physical things and then they like change. Like I remember there was a one guy, remember the guy that got like, he stuck his hand in the air for like 15 years?
Okay, it's yes.
So this is a guy stood in same place for 12 years as a vow to the god Shiva, right?
Okay.
But the only reason why I even want to talk about it was just like, man, his fucking feet. Wow.
Yeah, they look bad.
Just look at them. Like, it's not oh, no. even, it's like his feet have turned into two giant blood-filled, like, pedestals.
Yeah, no, he, I mean, those feet are going to fall off.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
They're black.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
They're attached to his legs still, but they're useless and they're gone.
You know, it's fine. Like, I just think it's interesting that he keeps doing it. And, you know, he's technically still got his toenails.
So, like, why is he doing it, though?
It is a devotional. It's called standing penance. It's like what he does is he has been, it's an extreme austerity measure that okay. he does as a way to achieve spiritual oneness / as a devotional to his god, Shiva, that he personally has taken to be his own personal god.
Yeah, well, you know, Shiva exists. Lots of people pray to Shiva.
But, dude, look, he's moving his legs.
A billion people pray to Shiva.
But, dude,
no one does this.
Yeah, because he's special, dude. He's Timothée Chalamet. Look at this. Like, he's even wearing the Knicks orange.
Oh,
just like him.
Yeah,
just
oh, yeah, yeah, he's hip.
Yeah, look at him. Knicks in five.
Oh,
he was there.
Oh, man.
It's like, all right,
I'm disgusted.
I'm standing
by
too long. My feet. I'm trying to do the rhyme. My feet are black. My tunic's orange.
Oh yes, sir.
Oh God, was it? Ah, something. Knicks in five. Ah, was I gonna?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my feet are black. My skirt is orange.
My Shiva got five arms.
Knicks in five. Right? They already won.
Oh man!
But here, do you see the one of him stretching?
Yeah, I mean, he has to. He wasn't actually doing it on his own. He was using a board with ropes to lean on.
Well, he's got a glam squad.
Well, he's like
that's how he sleeps.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not doing it then.
Wow.
Then he didn't even do it because
this
needs
isn't
help.
Enough for you.
See, he didn't. Well, no,
this isn't enough for Shiva.
I think his cause is so stupid that it's like, all right, if this is your cause, you're not even doing it. You've wasted your legs for no fucking reason.
But what else is he going to do with them?
Get a job.
This is a job.
This isn't a job. He don't get paid for this.
Actually, sidestoriesLPOTL@gmail.com, but I'm pretty certain that guys like this do actually get paid. And then people donate money to them and they become like venerable. Like, you know, like.
But how is he even going to use it? He don't move.
In India and all these areas, they have like guru culture.
Yeah.
So people go and find the guru and then like a devotional like relationship is pretty, I don't think it's common, but I do know that it's way more like we don't have that here. Like they have it there, but they have like a whole thing where it's way more common for them to sort of rally around a local spiritual leader.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people. And they also, I want to say, is Hinduism is polytheistic.
I don't know, but his legs are starting to look like Ganesh's. I'll tell you that much.
God, it's fucking ass. It
looks horrible, man.
It's fucking ass. So you're saying you don't like those legs? You're saying he doesn't look like a fucking thing? He couldn't redo the scene from Basic Instinct?
I feel like...
Can you imagine the smell?
Oh, my God.
Of that scene from him?
I mean, his feet are... I mean, they exist, but like I just... They're so big and black. They're so big and black. He should not have Shaq's feet.
I know, but it's fun. It's fun. He did it to himself.
God, it's disgusting. And it makes no sense to me.
Oh, Hinduism is not, it's not necessarily a pantheon. There's many deities.
Oh. It's not bad as far as religions go. It could be worse.
It's got its time. I actually have no idea.
As far as religions go, Hindu is like, fine. It's definitely better than Catholicism.
It's very, it seems that it's way more, like Hinduism seems like it's way more fluid.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I'm a fucking atheist. None of it's real. If this is certainly not fluid for this guy.
No, it was not. It is quite solid. Stone. Yeah, it's quite solid.
No. It doesn't matter. Anything that makes you do this, I can't be on board with.
He's not being made to do it. He's not going to gun on the back of his head.
He's supposed to, though.
Well, he's doing extreme. This is extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, other people just normally just will do it for a little while.
Yeah, if you lived in America, he would just be a racist Tea Party member.
Yeah, probably, yeah. But I just say it's just nice to see somebody with some discipline. Everybody's so lazy.
Goddamn.
So let's get into some listener letters.
All right.
I actually have a really fucking good one.
All right, I want to hear of it.
So first of all...
God, everybody wants me to change my deodorant.
Well, I told you about that.
Yeah, you go to,
first of all, thank you to everybody that messaged about Ed's armpits.
I had one guy be like, they sell Mitchum at this place and that place and this place. And it's like, I go, they're out. What do you want from me? People call me a liar.
No, you should just go and get changed to Native.
I ordered a bunch of Mitchum online. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, you did?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you bought a crate of it online?
I'm good for the year.
Seemed like it would have been an easy solution, but...
I did it, and it's done. No muss, no fuss.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, dude, you know what else we didn't cover, really?
What?
That the fall... I know last week we covered, like, with Sketchy Andy and all the guys that all the Daredevil stuff.
Yeah.
We never really... we talked about the lady falling during the bungee cord incident where she didn't have it attached.
Yeah, I didn't really... It was still developing.
Did you watch the video?
No, I don't watch that type of shit.
Oh, my... No, they don't see anything. The video's crazy. The video, they lift her up over their heads. So what they do here is...
How did they not know? There's three people holding her over her head. So, how can you not tell there's not a rope attached to her? I can tell just by looking at it by sight.
They're all now under investigation because if you hear the video...
It looks like murder.
Dude. If you hear the video, everyone's like, stop, stop, she's not connected. Like, you hear people telling them that she's not connected. You see the rope down on the ground. They're all giggling and laughing like it's funny. And then they literally javelin her off the side of the fucking mountain. They just throw her off. I did not know.
Now I got to see the video.
And not only do they throw her, it's not a bungee cord, dude. It's just a shitty rope.
Goddamn.
Look at that, dude. They just fucking threw her in the fucking ravine, man.
Whoa.
Yeah, they just threw her in, dude. So they're all under investigation now.
Obviously. Yeah. I mean,
and she had a body cam on too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, there's a body cam footage out somewhere, but
did that survive?
No, I know. Who knows? But honestly, it'd be a great, great advertisement for that GoPro.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right there. Just boom, done. Wow. Just tossed her right off the side.
This is insane.
Dude. Yeah.
I just thought it was like a little accident. I didn't realize like three people picked her up and then tossed her.
No, white people are stupid, man.
Damn.
Yeah, it's real bad. Yeah, they tossed her right off the thing, just javelined her right into the ground. Never do anything remotely fun, guys. My thing is no helicopters, no bungee cords, no jumping out of planes.
First off,
no more of this shit.
Helicopters you can't put on the same level as this.
Well, yeah. No, you're right.
This is crazy. First of all, no one should be bungee jumping. And if you are bungee jumping,
Think about it.
I don't know. Just you don't need to do it.
Get into weightlifting.
I just don't get it, man.
Find other thrills.
Yeah, thanks.
Stop trusting carnies.
Get into Evo Taylor. I spend hours, and I'm completely enthralled.
I don't care what level of professional establishment you go to.
Yeah.
Anybody that is operating a bungee jumping thing is a carny.
Yes.
It is the same person that runs the Tilt-A-Whirl.
It is.
You have to know that.
Anytime you are doing business with somebody who is not under a roof, you're taking a chance.
You're taking your life in your hands. Never trust these people.
Whether it's a hot dog cart.
That's the thing. I wouldn't even eat street food. Never mind getting thrown off a bridge by some guy.
I would love to see you guys go skydiving.
Oh, no, I'll
kill the pilot.
Henry and I if you, both honestly, are scared
I'll kill,
of heights.
I'll kill the pilot. Yeah. I'd rather die in a plane crash of my own hand than having them force me out the fucking way. That'll happen. I'll kill the pilot with my bare hands before they force me out of the plane.
Man, the only way I would ever skydive is if I don't even know. If like I had to in war, and even then, probably just die.
Honestly, the only way you're going to get me to do it if it's a high-level movie job.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's so weird. You'd do anything for that.
Anything for that.
Anything for, as long I've done as it's many filled, dangerous as long things. As it's content, you're down.
I have done it, many things I'm scared of.
Yeah.
On camera.
Yeah.
But that's it.
And one of those things is just touching a horse.
I hate horses. Horses scare the fucking shit out of me. You know that it scares us. You all know that about me. Y'all know me. All right, so this story, this next one, I take nothing from this story, please. But I thought this story was really fucking interesting because of the story we covered last week of the guy that killed pedophiles. It was hunting pedophiles.
Yeah.
So this is this guy. I work for a local DA, and you were suggesting some alternatives to vigilante violence against pedophiles. Because remember, we were saying we don't need to kill them. We can glue their mailbox shut. We can slash their tires. You know, like stuff like that. Just torture,
cut their feet off.
Yeah. Well, just like again, break into their home while they're not there. Move their furniture around and leave.
Convince them to pray to Shiva.
Yes. Lots of fun stuff. So that story, it reminded me of a wild case I handled involving an internet vigilante we'll call Bob. Bob decided to take up a hobby of posing as young boys online to bait predators. He would constantly dump chat logs, documents, and recordings into local law enforcement to assist them in community safety. And he periodically he'd lose his shit on law enforcement when, quote, nothing was being done about it.
Okay.
The process is never as fast or as simple as people think. And Bob, who was a psychopath.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In order to do something, to spend all day
hunting
pedophiles, you're crazy.
Yes. Eventually, Bob targeted a prominent community figure who actively worked with adolescents. Bob used the old pedophile's life against him. He did his research and would use specific details about the predator's life to scare him. Like, if you don't turn yourself in, I'm emailing our entire chat history to Janet in accounting. Now, this pedophile, he had no record. He was acres out of his mind, right? But this is what's amazing, is that this guy that he randomly chose happened to actually be a pedophile. So this guy starts going fucking crazy, right? Mm-hmm. He starts pleading with Bob, bargaining, offering Bob massive sums of money to keep quiet, promising never to do it again, etc. And right at the height of the predator's panic, Bob suddenly went radio silent. No warnings, no replies. The pedophile continued to message Bob, his panic and fear about being exposed growing every day in the empty, unanswered thread. 2 months go by. Bob reappears, picking right up back where he left off. A wave of relief washes over the predator. He still might even have a chance. He resumes his pleading and begging and his excuses for a couple more weeks with Bob. Then radio silence again.
Wow, he's really torturing him.
The predator thought he was dealing with a cold, calculated, methodical mastermind who was letting him sweat. In reality, our quote-unquote mastermind, Bob, he was in and out of jail for drugs, menacing, obstruction, disorderly conduct, just overall being a total pain in the ass to law enforcement. So after a few cycles of this, the pedo broke. He was so terrified of Bob's looming silent threats that he actually went to the police station and turned himself in.
Oh, that's cool.
Reading that 9-month text chain of communication was one of the most hilarious moments of my career. The predator legit thought he was being dismantled by a genius technical operation. The judge on intake that week comedically let the defendant know that Bob was just a chaotic force of nature who had no idea his own legal troubles were driving a pedophile straight into a jail cell. So, screw gluing mailboxes, psychological pressure can really force them to face the legal system and at a minimum ruin any comfort in their day-to-day lives and force them to maybe refrain from their tendencies.
It definitely kept children safe around this guy.
It did. It definitely did. And then I do wonder, though, if institutional justice is too slow and vigilante violence is wrong, is weaponized exposure and psychological pressure a valid alternative? Or does relying on chaotic, unhinged actors like Bob just create a different kind of danger for the community?
I think eventually a pedophile will just kill everybody.
I think that Bob...
instead of going to prison.
I do also believe that, well, hopefully just kill himself. But I also believe that Bob is too non-directed for us to say that that's the way to always do this. But I would say it's a great start.
I think people like Bob, you know, definitely exist, and they're usually wrong.
Most of the time, they're wrong. That's unfortunate. Most of the time, what they're doing, and I'll tell you as a matter of fact, if you remotely have any sort of public presence in this life, you get constantly accused of insane, fucked up shit 24/7 by people, and you just don't know. So I feel like, yeah, he was just real lucky. And that's what I would say, is that you got to figure out, you got to know the guy is molesting people first.
Yeah. It's so weird to, like, pose as a child to try and get...
to entrap him.
Is that illegal?
Not if you're a police officer.
But if you're Bob.
Well, the problem is
this isn't why Bob got in trouble.
It is not.
It is not illegal.
You can do that. A lot of people do.
But it does not necessarily lead to a conviction in court.
Yeah.
That's kind of the problem. The problem is that you're getting a bunch of evidence illegally. You're getting the evidence illegally. So, for the court.
Yeah.
So none of it's going to...
matter.
Work.
Yeah.
Some courts, some like police stations work with some of these guys.
Some do.
Like the vigilante guys. Some of them hate them. Some of them work with them.
Well, they're pains in the asses.
Yeah, but I think like...
and they also are really, really irresponsible.
For the most part, I think they're doing good.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
But I would say any form of vigilante justice has to be... it all is involve risk, and it all is... it's one of those. It's very risky behavior, but that's why I'm still saying just fucking... bag of dog shit on the front step.
Yeah.
Set it on fire.
Oh, the other thing I feel like is worth mentioning is that no one has a nice thing to say about Sketchy Andy.
No. No. There's some people...
he was not liked by his community.
Well, a lot of people were like, he was just trying to bring, awareness to base jumping. And it's like, people are aware.
Yeah.
They're aware. If they know about base jumping, they know about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't think it's one of those that needs to, it's just base jumping. I don't think it's like, a systemic issue.
Oh, and don't touch miniature horses.
I won't.
We know you're scared of the regular ones.
I just told them that I won't. We have a long email that says a long thing about not touching miniature horses, and yeah, I get it.
All right.
I want to.
Just as long as you're not going to touch them.
But I want to.
But what if someone tells you to touch it?
I will. Well, this has been a great episode.
This has been delightful.
I've really been enjoying it.
I'm not worried about the future of society at all.
Nah. No, yeah. And I love where we're going, where we're headed. I live for our autonomous robots to finally live their dreams. And I hope that one day someone builds a robot that laughs at my jokes.
Yeah, what I've actually been working on is something to help with all the, my work with foster dogs,
mm-hmm.
and how there's too many dogs out there. So I'm developing a spay eye program to help autonomously go into the streets and just cut the
dogs'
cut
penis
the
uteruses pusses off.
Yeah, you make them all into little Parkers.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not a bad idea. It could be worse.
Please invest in my spay eye program.
Just give money directly to Ed Larson.
Yeah.
Venmo at spay eye industries.
@EddieTunes_spay eye.
Yes. Yes. If you just send money to that Venmo, and you just say yes. They'll be like, do you want to confirm the numbers? Just say yes.
Yeah, give
the money.
Of course, yeah. I'm not giving out my phone number.
No. No.
But his
number's only four numbers long. Go to patreon.com/lastpodcast11. You could watch, listen to us ad-free. You can also go and see Last Stream on the Left live every Tuesday, 5 p.m. PST. Go to Instagram at LP on the Left and TikTok for fucking social media horseshit. Go watch the end of HGX2. We've worked very, very hard on it.
The whole second season is so bingeable. It is so incredible. It is honestly my favorite thing I've been a part of creating. Shout out to Eric Lacombe.
So good.
Here over at LPN TV. He's a goddamn genius. Henry, you fucking crushed it. Julie was amazing.
She was
Amber
great.
Is unbelievable. All of our judges. Like, it was a fucking journey. I'm so happy it's out there. The second season, you don't need to see the first season of Hoopa Goo Goo. Watch it. It's a lot of fun. But the second season, we really upped our game, and it is truly unbelievable. YouTube.com/@LPN TV. Fucking binge that shit. The last two episodes are a movie.
It's so good.
It's an hour and a half.
Go check it out.
It's fucking crazy what was made here. I'm blown away by everybody. Hail LD, even though LD's a fucking coont.
We're gonna get him. No.
Yes. Also on YouTube, Brighter Side is now on YouTube. Go check that out. YouTube.com/@TheBrighterSideLPN. Go follow us, subscribe. And Wizard, I'm not, it's a different show. Nerd of Mouth is now on YouTube as well. We're putting all of our shit out there for everyone to see, our big old fat faces. And then The Road. Henry and I were in London this weekend. It's sold out. Don't try and come.
Hopefully we can get there.
Yeah, hopefully we can figure out how to get there. Because no one wants to drive us.
It's super hard.
Yeah, to convince someone from Michigan to drive back and forth to Canada for you.
It's very hard.
Yes, but we're doing it.
Yep.
We sold the tickets, and we're going to fucking be there.
We're fucking coming there, y'all.
Don't worry about it. London, we're going to be there. We're going to try and book some more Side Story shows throughout the year. Crime Wave is still available. But also, July, I'm hitting the road hard, man. I'm going to be in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Newark, New Jersey, New York City, Tulsa and Oklahoma City with Last Podcast on the Left. Then the very next night, I'm going to be in Plano, Texas. I got shows in LA, shows in Chicago. Go to eddietunes.com for tickets. I'm going to release more dates soon, solo dates. Come and see me on the road. I love meeting everyone and having a great time.
We can't fucking wait. We love doing our shows, and we can't wait to be out there.
Fuck yeah, everybody.
All right, fuckers. Hail Satan.
Hail Ghana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hail Ghana.
For soccer.
You can wear it now, I think.
Yeah, now I can, right? Because I'm officially hailing Ghana.
Yeah, you can wear it, Ghana, now.
Fuck stupid ass UK with their goddamn. Are they winning? Who knows?
Who cares?
Fuck them. They suck. Cares? Fucking Ghana all the way. Go to the poly market and vote for Ghana.
Where's North Korea?
They're not allowed. They don't invite them.
Where's my jersey? I want a North Korea jersey.
North Korea jersey?
Yeah.
Okay. I bet we can make that happen.
Side stories, LPOTL@gmail.com.